time for Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company at 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. We welcome in Eric Meehan. Hello there, Mr. Meehan.
Good afternoon. How are we doing?
Wonderful. How are you this fine day?
All over the place, but basically good. We're back to this overcast thing. I'm kind of done with that.
Well, yeah, it'll be around for a little bit, but next week looks good. But listen, you're a little bit older now. You're right at the sweet spot of life with your recent birthday, so you can just take this kind of stuff in stride.
Yeah, I'm finding that's kind of what it means to be around this age, is that everybody sort of expects you to take most things in stride, big or small. It's like, hey, you're the grown-up now, man. Which is funny, because, you know, this is life. Like, they don't understand. But there's no reason that I feel like at 45 that I should have to understand, but maybe I'm wrong. Indeed, I must be, because adulting at me fast and furious. It's like when you see one of the screens and right like that, and you switch into like hyperspace. It seems to be moving very fast, but it's good. It's good, you know. I mean, I'm so yeah. And one of the things that has helped me make it. Especially psychologically, is a nice glass of wine at the end of the day, and also travel. And so today I will take you back to France in our continuing world tour of wine.
Fabulous. Love it.
Yeah. So today we're not going to cover much, just the entire western part of France. we'll go top to bottom. Fortunately for me, much of the northwestern part of France has a lot of agriculture, don't get me wrong, but their agriculture in terms of the hooch is primarily very important to pears. A lot of orchards in what we know as Brittany and Normandy. I'm rewatching Henry V with Kenneth Branagh right now, and I'm thinking a lot of these areas and thinking, ha-ha, you had apples to eat as you ruined France. But just south of there, we get into the Loire Valley, and that's really one of the absolutely super important parts of French viticulture scene, in no small part because it's actually a huge, huge area in terms of not only, you know, sheer acreage, but also, you know, what's grown in there. So just to sum up, people in Maine know a lot about Muscadet. You drink Muscadet a lot. That's made right there around Nantes, right on the Atlantic. A lot of similarity to the Maine coast, and obviously Muscadet, a wonderful white wine that goes great with oysters and all that sort of thing that we're starting to sort of get back into. Is remember that we're actually primarily a coastal inland in the Loire Valley. Of course, you have not only unbelievably beautiful chateau and river tours up and down. You also have the city of Tours, which is sort of in the middle of this. And you have Chenin Blanc is the white grape that you really specialize in there. That's in Vouvray, in White Saumur, in some great sweet wines for Loire. And then that's where you find the red grape Cabernet Franc. Cabernet Franc, in my opinion, happens to be one of the most food-friendly, wonderful, quaffable wines in the world. Now, of course, you know, they're varying iterations. Some are a little more serious and tannic, and some are very sort of light and fun. But they are really all very, very nice. Franc is, of course, one of the genetic forebears of Cabernet Sauvignon, which we'll get to in just a second. The other part of the Loire that people kind of tend to forget about is that as you go east into the Loire and you hit the city of Orléans, and then it sort of plunges south, which is sort of a misnomer because obviously it's flowing down towards the Atlantic, but in terms of looking at a map, you're looking at what we call the Eastern Loire, which is much more relative in comparison to places in Burgundy and Champagne. But this is where you find the region of Sancerre and some of these wonderful Sauvignon Blanc heavy areas where the red is and really map. It's very, very close, and the soil type is very, very similar. That you find in some of of Burgundy, Chablis, which they have a wonderful ancient seabed, and parts of Champagne. That all leads right up into, again, speaking of the English, right up into the through the English Channel into the coast of Dover. Then, of course, we get south of there. Now, people don't think of Bordeaux and the Loire really connected, but they really very much are. Again, this is where you find a lot of Cabernet Franc, a little beefier because it's a little warmer and more influenced by the Atlantic. But also you have Cabernet Sauvignon in certain places, not in a lot. Bordeaux is very known for Cab Sauv, but it's not really as much Cab Sauv as you'd think. But this is where we start to find a huge, huge portion of Merlot. And Merlot is really the predominant grape in Bordeaux. And then you also, of course, have the famed grape Malbec, which you do see a little bit in the Loire under the name of Côte. But down in Bordeaux, it is a blending grape. And, of course, if you go upriver from Bordeaux, you find the region of Cahors, where Malbec is originally from. And, of course, from there, went over to South America and into Argentina and became their predominant grape through clippings when the phylloxera last was coming along. Bordeaux, obviously, varied whites, reds, sweet wines, all manner. And indeed, the French know this, and they are indeed trying to on the fact that way too much wine is shipped out that says Bordeaux, which is a varying quality. So they are once again trying to sort of, you know, and God bless the French. I don't know what they care about, but they certainly care about the lawfulness of their wines and the quality of their agricultural products. That is something that they have long been fastidious about. So we will see, I think, some further thinning of the Bordeaux herd soon. And then southwest of that is just some wild, varied stuff. You see the grape Tannat in the Basque region. You see a lot of wonderful, interesting grapes upriver from Bordeaux. It's really an incredible region that is very little well known. But we actually happen to deal with some people at the store. So if you're curious, come on in. We have really cool wines from what I like to call upriver from Bordeaux that the Bordelais kind of long tried to quash, in terms of commerciality. They would basically say, country wine, either that, or they would just sell it as Bordeaux and hope that no one would notice. But there's tremendous, tremendous wines that kind of come from this region that are sort of midway between the Atlantic and the Mediterranean that are well worth checking out as well. But I guess that's probably all the time I have. So mm-hmm. I will join you next week and we'll start in on Germany. I'll probably throw in a little bit about Alsace since we haven't touched that. But in the meantime, everybody take care of each other and be well.
Excellent. We'll catch you next week. Thanks, Eric.
All righty. Thank you all. Bye. Be well.
Eric Mann, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, Message in the Bottle every week on Downtown. Check out all of Eric's segments. Go to the website at downtownwithrichkimble.com.